Ian Fitzsimmons here, and I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I was skeptical about ordering plants online. Like, this is actually going to show up alive at my house? But after my wife and I ordered from Fast Growing Trees, convinced. They have this thing down to a science. They've built a whole system to protect your plants until they arrive. They even have a lab where they test against cold, heat, humidity, you name it. Any condition, they've got it. And they thrive. We couldn't believe how good our plants looked when they arrived at our doorstep. And everything showed up exactly how we expected. A perfectly healthy plant that was easy to unbox and ready to go. Every order is backed by their Alive and Thrive guarantee. And you'll get ongoing support from real knowledgeable experts. They have unbelievable deals on spring planting essentials, and right now you can get an additional 20% off your first order with the code SPORTS at checkout. That's 20% off at fastgrowingtrees.com with the code SPORTS. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's fastgrowingtrees.com, code SPORTS.
This is what everyone's talking about.
Everything's on the table.
This is what champions come to take. This is what everyone came to see.
And the slam!
No do-overs. No second chances. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is Winner Take All. And it's all happening now on the home of the NBA Finals. Don't miss it. June 3rd on ABC and the ESPN app.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey! Everybody,
can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So please, welcome the greatest performer ever to have graced this earth.
Rich Eisen.
We are back, baby.
We are back!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, ESPN NBA insider Shams Charania, ESPN NBA analyst Tim Legler. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air right here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is going to be joining us in studio in just a matter of moments. No contest wrestling with TJ Jefferson and O'Shea, and Booker T is the guest coming up later on for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Correct? Five time. WCW champion.
Ladies and gentlemen. Booker T is going to be joining those two gents.
By Zoom. He won't be in studio.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Thank you for that information. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Joining us now to talk about everything going on in the NBA is a man whose reporting is so good, Amazon refuses to deliver anything to his house now. Shams Charania.
Could you imagine?
Are they boycotting you now, Shams? Is that what was happening?
I don't know if that would be wise, but you never know.
Your reporting is just too damn good, man. What are you hearing from the Spurs about, you know, anything to put more meat on the bones of Victor Wembanyama's response about feeling snubbed? That's real.
That's why, you know, you think about how big of a deal, a big of a story on its face, just Shea Gilgeous Alexander winning back-to-back MVP awards on its face alone. That's a massive story. 14th player ever to do so. You look at his numbers over the course of the last year, especially this season. I mean, he's in rarefied air. He's in the same category as Michael Jordan, back-to-back MVPs, first guard since Steph Curry, first back-to-back MVP since Nikola Jokic. But just what he's done year after year since he's been in Oklahoma City, his rise, it's a massive story in and of itself. But I think the other dual component to it is the competitive motivation factor that it has undoubtedly for a guy like Victor Wembanyama. Anyone that knows Victor Wembanyama, he's as focused, as driven of a young star as we've seen come into the league. I think Cooper Flagg is very similar in that mold as far as just genuine focus on basketball, being great, and hating to lose and trying to be great and amazing at all costs. And there's a few other players in the league we can go on. You know, Anthony Edwards, I think you can put right up there. You know, Luka Doncic is someone that's been a high level competitor as well. But Victor Wanyama is just a different type of specimen and force. And, you know, when I heard confirmed, you know, hard, told that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was MVP,
right?
It's a story, and it's an even bigger story going into this Western Conference Finals, because, you know, on the other side, and it's been confirmed in the aftermath of Game One, how to heart Wemby took not getting MVP and Shai winning it.
Yeah, you could see it, right? And he's not even voicing it. But to me, this is a fascinating part of the story, Shams, is this burning desire that this guy has. Just to repeat what I've been saying over the last 2 hours here, we knew coming in, hey, you've never seen anybody like him when he started, you know, when he came to America. And we, writ large, as Basketball America, were introduced to him. You've never seen anybody handle it like him at his size. You've never seen anybody shoot it like him at this size. Defensively, he's going to be potentially lights out. It's the burning stuff inside. Do you have any good story that you've heard about that could, you know, bring more to light about that part of Victor Wembanyama, Shams?
That's how everyone around him has known him. It's just how focused and how driven he is. I mean, but he's also like, he's not interested necessarily in some of the lifestyle components that come with being in the NBA or making a ton of money or being famous, right? Like, his interest, Ramona Shelburne put up a great story today on ESPN, very well researched, well reported. I need to read the whole thing. I've seen different parts of it. But this is a dude that, like, is fascinated by, obviously, we know his lifestyle with the Monks last summer and training with Hakeem Olajuwon and spending time with Kevin Garnett and picking Kevin Garnett's mind. Like, he had weeks of just like self-growth last offseason. Like, there was no bones to pick with how he wanted to handle this summer. It's like, a few weeks I'm going to spend in Asia. 1 week I'm going to spend in L.A. with Kevin Garnett. Another 4 or 5 days I'm going to spend with Hakeem Olajuwon in Houston. Then I'm going to go back to San Antonio and do XYZ. Like, he has everything so mapped out, and it's all very productive to the final task. But he's someone that will geek out, nerd out, enjoy, have fun with stuff like NASA and outer space. And legitimately, maybe he is researching aliens. He might be researching himself. I don't know. Right. But he is... You know, he's as unique and as different. And, you know, I have been around that orbit with him a little bit since, I mean, he was like 16, 17 years old in the back of a car of one of his agents driving him around in France. And I remember his agent at one point was like, hey, I have this kid, Victor, sitting in the back. He's going to be the best player in the world one day. And, you know, at the time he was like 16 years old, you know, so. This is someone who people that have known him, have scouted him, have felt like he's going to be that next thing. The only thing a player of that size, that height, is just the health, right? And obviously it was unfortunate he had the blood clot last year, but he's been, for the most part, he missed a few weeks with a calf strain in December. But for the most part, he hit the 65-game quota, first unanimous defensive player of the year award winner. And that organization in San Antonio, I don't know if there's a better organization for him to just pop into his, you know, as a number one overall pick. They're going to be as guarded and as sharp and as focused on his development and his health as any organization in the league.
Well, in that respect, before we move on, Shams Charani here on the Rich Eisen Show, any insight on what the Pop Wembanyama summit on the tarmac after his ejection in the previous series was about? Do you have any insight, any reporting on what was said here at all?
Sure. Rich, that to me looks like a very classic Pop Wemby moment. We have to remember, Greg Popovich is still very much a part of Spurs operations. He is the, like, when I broke last summer that he was no longer the head coach, it was like, yeah, he's no longer the head coach, but he's the president of basketball operations of this team. Like, he is the decision maker. Brian Wright, their general manager, he does everything on a day-to-day level. He's been the one making the draft picks. He's the one that's been making the trades and the acquisitions. But, you know, R.C. Buford, the CEO, Greg Popovich, as head coach for all those years. Now he's the president. Those guys are the hierarchy of this organization. Those guys are the godfathers of this organization. And honestly, the way I look at the Spurs right now is like you have the Pop RC relationship to me with the Spurs. What the Spurs are trying to emulate now is the same thing with the next people up, and that's Brian Wright as general manager and Mitch Johnson as the head coach, where this is not just for a 2-3-4 year shelf life. Like they want to have the same grandfathered dual partnership for years and years to come, and that obviously starts from Pop and then RC Buford and then trickles down.
Yeah, I'm not going to rest until I find out the exact conversation that they had. I'm so fascinated by it, man. If you don't mind me tasking you to do something.
Next time I'm on with you, Rich, I'm on that.
I'd love to know that. Because again, the performances that Victor Wembanyama's had since that conversation have resulted in this exact conversation that you and I are having.
Well, I'll say him even, you know, having to elbow Naz Reid, I think a lot of it was like he really feels like, you know, and I think there's a gripe around the Spurs is like people really are physical with him, or increasingly physical with him, and you know him being able to, you know, on that play he probably got fouled a couple times, and then he just obviously swung his elbow and then got ejected, and so you know a lot of I think Mitch Johnson even said like standing up for himself.
Yeah, I mean, you could see him being fouled in that photograph we just showed, you know, as he's the one throwing the elbow. Shams Charania here on the Rich Eisen Show. So,
by the way, I'm writing it down right now. Find out off Wemby combo.
There you go. Shams Charania making notes from our conversation. Yeah. I greatly appreciate that. So, is it true Oklahoma City's trying to trade up? I mean, because I understand we're in the crucible of the playoffs right now, but draft's right around the corner. In the same way that you're saying the Spurs seem to be set forever with their command and control structure, you could say the same thing about Oklahoma City, which is another fascinating part about this series that's playing out right now. But what do you got on that front, Shams?
Yeah, I mean, the Thunder yearly have multiple first-round picks, multiple second-round picks in every draft. I mean, knowing how the Thunder have operated, talking to other teams about how they operate, they keep all options open. Something like trading up or trading, like these things don't necessarily really happen until we're on draft night. You have to see who's available on the board. I mean, the Thunder have routinely, you know, every year, every couple years, they'll make a move where they move up because they like someone, you know, at you know, let's say, you know, they have the number 12th pick, I think, in this year's draft. Like if they like someone at 10 or 9 or 8 and they can move up, like they'll look at doing that, or even 11, even moving up one spot. So I think the Thunder, Sam Presti, his front office, they've kept their optionality, you know, as we get closer to draft night.
Okay. And there's no question who's number one overall and that he wants to play for the Wizards. Any questions there, Shams, on that front?
I think there's a lot of questions about the top of this draft. And from Washington, Utah, Memphis, Chicago, I think there's a feel of who, you know, is generally in that mix. A.J. DeBonta, Darren Peterson, Caleb Wilson, Cam Boozer. But I think the order is still very much up in the air. I think that Washington at number one, knowing that front office, they're going to consider 3, 4, 5 players for that spot. I think Utah at number two is going to consider 4 or 5 people for that number two spot. So this is a draft where I think we could see, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but if Darren Peterson goes number one, like, is that going to surprise people?
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. And that would be obviously for a few weeks down the road. And then comes free agency. If you had a list, let's just say LeBron has a list of where he'd like to play next year and Giannis has a list of where he'd like to play next year. And we put one on top of the other. Would they overlap, do you think, completely? Shams, what do you think?
I don't necessarily think that the Giannis and LeBron situations are intertwined.
Okay.
You know, Giannis' situation has been playing out for now we're at 12 months by the time, you know, assuming he is traded. And right now, this is where everything is at. The Milwaukee Bucks are officially open for business. They are engaging with teams. They're talking to teams. They're getting teams' best offers between now and the NBA draft, and they will make a decision. The biggest point that you need to know in all this, Rich, is Giannis for a period of months has made it clear to the Bucks, to the parties that need to know, that he is ready. He believes the time has come for both sides to part ways, to move on from each other. And what I've learned since Jimmy Haslam came out and said, listen, it's going to be either he's going to commit to an extension in June or we're going to trade him in June, is that nothing has changed about his stance. And so that would lead you to believe that the Bucks will then obviously seriously consider these offers that they are officially open for business for. And, you know, you're going to see teams like Miami, Minnesota, Boston, the Lakers will be, you know, the Lakers express interest in Giannis at the deadline. Right now, what they'll be able to offer is 3 first round picks in cap space and essentially absorb Giannis's contract. Now, if you're the Bucks, are you just going to trade Giannis to the Lakers for cap space for 3 first round picks? Like my sense is they're going to get better in the marketplace than that. I think there's a bigger appetite than that. And so time will tell. We'll know in the next 6 weeks. But LeBron's future is a little bit different because LeBron is 41 years old, just finished his 23rd season. He's going to take the next few weeks to figure out exactly how he wants potentially his final year to play out. All the indications I've gotten over the course of the year is that he's going to play one more season. The where, the how much of it all, like that's all obviously going to be a factor. Is it going to be LA? That's got to be probably his preference if he wants to be home and you know, as far as where his home base is now. And the Lakers have made it clear that they want him back. And so we'll see how that mutual potential interest culminates over the next month or so. But the one thing I do know is that multiple contenders are already kind of circling here. Like if LeBron is really going to hit the open market and decide and have a true free agency, he's not going to have a shortage of teams that feel like, listen, we'll go get LeBron. We'll plug him in as our starting power forward or small forward. And like, let's go try to win a ring.
And when you say the Lakers are interested in Giannis and have indicated their interest in Giannis prior, and it would require just draft choices in their mind and cap space, does that mean LeBron is on the team too? Because that would overlap. The Giannis and LeBron situations would overlap then. Maybe not the list of where they want to go, but right?
Theoretically. But again, I do think when you look at the best of the options that Milwaukee could get, you know, I think there's other avenues potentially there, but certainly, I mean, in the world that he would end up there, yeah, their worlds would be intertwined in a way.
Okay. And last one for you. Why did Jason Kidd get fired or not renewed or mutual parting?
I saw the mutual part. Jason Kidd was let go as the head coach. He was fired as head coach. He's on the hook for 4 years, $45 million. The Mavs will pay him out on that.
Wow.
Unless he gets a coaching job somewhere else. And that there will be some kind of an offset. But this is Masai Ujiri, the new team president and alternate governor, coming in and implementing a totally fresh start. And all the residue of the Luka Doncic trade over the last 7 months, Nico Harrison fired. Anthony Davis traded for salaries and a few draft picks. Jason Kidd fired, and conversations that Masai Ujiri's had, ownership's had, you know, the research and the information gathering that they've done in the lead up to this, it's unquestionably a part of it that Jason Kidd had a level of support for the Luka Doncic trade. But even beyond that, my understanding is you know, the environment, the culture that's been developed over the last year. So Masai Ujiri just wanted a clean slate from it, and that's what he did. That's what he started his implementation for, and everyone now knows there's a new sheriff in town. It's Masai Ujiri, and I think moving forward, you're going to see a comprehensive coaching search, and Masai Ujiri will find who he feels will be his best long term coach and partner for him.
Shams, I really appreciate it, man. It's been too long. So just to recap, you have some homework from me, right? Find out what Pop was saying to Victor Wembanyama on the tarmac.
Yep.
All right. And I, in response, if you do that, you come on here and you tell us what he said, you can have my Prime Video password. And, you know,
fair trade.
You know, for what? For like a week? Something like that. You get whatever you want.
A couple of weeks, man.
You know, yeah, I'm there for you.
Sean, did you write this down?
I actually did go to brunch that day. That's you know, that's the crazy part. You know, it's like you can't break news and go to brunch. Like, I'm a man of many. many talents. You know, I can I can go to brunch.
And they're dogging you for even going to brunch. Is fantastic.
Brunch and breaking.
You're great.
You can't break news on an empty stomach.
Come on.
You're brunching and news breaking. Let's see Schefter try that.
Well, one thing people know about me is I love lunch. So, you know, by going to brunch, I kind of cheated on lunch.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay, understood.
Yeah. Shams, you writing this down though? You remember?
No, he's got it. He's got it.
Steel trap.
Very easy.
Up there.
Very easy.
Steel trap.
The man would can brunch and break. You think he can't listen and remember? Thanks, Shams. Appreciate it.
Shams.
We'll have you back on soonest. Thank you.
It's nice of you to offer. I mean,
I'm there for him.
1 week though?
He's there for me.
How are you willing to give it up for a week?
Although, if he does get that information and he goes on another show to break it, then the prime, then I'm like Amazon.
Yeah.
And then I got to turn my back. Like, he's supposed to, he works for ESPN, covering the NBA.
Yes.
He finds out this information. He's supposed to sit on it because Amazon is going to break it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not how this works.
It's not how this
works. And I love the Amazon people.
Of course.
Am
I reading it right?
Exactly.
Ah, yeah. You know what I mean? And I get, you know, there are some times where I'll just throw caution to the wind and get it sooner to me for an extra dollar. You know? I'm ordering it.
Got to have it day early.
Hey, that's big baller style right there.
Yeah, I appreciate you noticing that.
I mean, you've got your name on mugs. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Hey, oh, yeah.
We actually got him out of his
house. He's over here.
He's here.
Oh, he's right there.
You ladies and gentlemen.
Here.
When did that happen?
He walked in behind you.
Come on over. Sit down while I tell you about the Hyundai Palisade, the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. You can make every day feel epic in that all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids, gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters, and so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603. For details. I'm not a liar. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is literally sitting in the
seat. Hey.
Oh, he's put on his. That was very Caruso-like. You put on the glassing. Very CSI Miami. Right?
Except I'm a win.
Okay. We take a break. We're back with O'Shea Jackson Jr. the rest of the way here on this fun Wednesday.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. Take a second and look at your city's calendar. Everywhere I go, there's always something coming up. Games, concerts, conventions, tournaments, the kind of events that bring people in from all over. And when that happens, you can feel it. More energy, more fans, and a whole lot more people looking for a place to stay. So here's something to think about. If your city has that kind of buzz, if big events are on the way, listing your space on Airbnb could be a great opportunity. If you're already planning to be out of town or you've got a trip coming up, why not make your place work for you while you're gone? You've got the space and you're not using it. It could be earning you some extra cash. I know when I travel for these big events, I'm not just looking for a place to crash. I want something comfortable and safe, a place that allows me to experience the city like a local. And that's exactly what you can do by offering to list your space. No big lifestyle change, no long-term commitment, just making smart use of the space you already have. So the next time your city draws a crowd, think about listing your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is
Just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
Program, everybody.
Yeah.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here. No contest wrestling later on with our friend O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson. Booker T is the guest, correct?
Yep. Five time.
Six, which is weird. He took a championship.
So what's with the bing bong? What's happening?
Bing bong.
What you sent that out on a voice text to the group last night after the Knicks completed their comeback victory.
Yes. I think two or three, it might have even been longer than that. But about 3 years ago, Knicks fans were screaming that. That's the noise that they hear when they take, I'm from Los Angeles, so there's a train y'all take.
Oh, I see.
That'd be underground.
Oh, it's the doors of the doors closing
bong.
On the
bong. Yeah.
I didn't understand.
Knicks fans used to yell that. That was their thing.
Really?
Yeah, bing bong.
Keep up with all of the Knicks.
Bing bong.
Well, you've never been on the subway before?
There's a lot.
I've never been on a bus before, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I am.
He grew up
spoiled.
Rich, TJ.
Yeah, right. I grew up rich, bro. Relax.
Yeah, now there's a subway here in Los
Take
Angeles.
Take the bus.
Yeah, no, I would. Is there a tour?
What?
Come on,
tour?
Rich, yeah, you missed it last week on the podcast. Or was it 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
There was some problem with his flight.
Oh, yeah, they tried to kill me.
And he goes, they tried to kill me. I'm like, oh, what happened? Was there a problem with the plane or something? He goes, no. They put me back in 36F. And I was like,
Eco? Or was it?
Economy.
Yeah, ooh.
Put you in economy.
Because at 1 a.m, I get a text from Delta. I'm still on you about it. From Delta, that there was an update in the aircraft, and therefore my seat, where I was comfortable, had now been shifted to 32F.
Oh.
That's a long way.
I imagine the seat, the row number that you were in was something lower than a 5.
Bro, that was crazy, bro. They closed the curtain on me. I felt like it was bad, bro. And every hacking old man was back there.
Come on.
The vents don't work.
First class.
Y'all are treating them people bad. They don't give you drinks. It's crazy back there, bro. People was gambling. Wow.
And then I had to let everybody know when they were coming for him that please, he did not speak for me. Yeah. I didn't want any of the smoke.
Hold on, bro. The lady next to me after the flight told me, you did a good job. I know, you know, you were pretty cramped back there. I said, I know, wasn't I? You saw that? Nice.
You're a star of the people.
Yeah. I was there.
You're a star.
I've been out there in the trenches, in the economy.
What's down walking here? Where's that from?
Oh, yeah, I'm walking in. I'm really getting on my New York vibes, bro.
That's your New York.
You've never been on a subway.
Bing bong. Yeah, bro. Bing bong.
And then I'm walking.
Yeah. I also see, bing bong.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm starting to say water. You know, instead of water.
No,
water.
What is happening?
I don't know.
My dog.
No, let me help.
What is nonsense?
I'm walking here. You know what movie that's from? You don't know what movie that's from.
Older film.
It's an older film.
I've actually seen that.
Was it not Dustin Hoffman?
I've seen that movie.
It was Dustin Hoffman. It is Dustin Hoffman.
Slash the Tag.
He thought it was Greg Fokker's
Cowboy. Midnight Cowboy. Apparently, it was shot in New York, and it was a real moment where he's walking across the street. There was a real car that damn near really hit him.
Yeah.
And he ad-libbed hitting that he hit. He says, I'm walking here.
Yeah, man.
Wait a second.
And that's your New York.
That Ninja Turtles, pizza, and Timberlands. Yeah, baby. Wow. We here. Go Knicks, go.
Go Knicks. So you're a Knicks fan now, huh?
They got two Lakers
on there. Why are you with me now? You're like the other Del Tufo goes from
the reverse.
To Dodgers.
Yeah.
You're going from Lakers to Knicks. Why are you a Knicks fan?
I'm a Knicks fan.
By the way, this is important because I'm now the arbiter of whether you're allowed to be one.
Okay, first of all.
I don't like, you know, like being told what this. To
First of all, there's two Lakers that were like the Kobe kids on the team right now in Josh Hart and Jordan Clarkson. Okay. I love those boys to death.
Okay.
Mike Brown used to coach the Lakers as well.
Okay.
Not to mention they had Phil Jackson and Mark Jackson, so they should have O'Shea Jackson. And like, I mean, who is the Knicks, bro? Who am I going to go for? The Spurs or the
Why
Thunder?
Not? The Spurs?
Or
they're in the West.
The Cavs?
He won't go for someone in the West.
Knicks.
Oh,
so
Spurs and Thunder are out because they were standing in the Lakers' way.
I mean,
in fact, one of them bounced the Lakers.
The Spurs I actually respect. You know,
why
Lakers
for them.
I mean, I am in their series, but once it gets to the big boy, like, I want the Knicks to win the championship. Because not only is it something that I would like to see in my lifetime, guys, but, like, it would be incredible what those fans would do. They would be the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life. And I want to see it. I'm happy for them.
No, root for the meteor, man.
No, you know what? You know what? That is that Celtic propaganda, and I will not stand for it. I'm going for the Knicks. Sorry, Trae Young.
The thing is, a guy who's so about L.A. and the West Coast,
yeah, exactly.
I think that you would go for an East Coast, especially New York over L.A. That's wild.
It's not over L.A. L.A. is not there. You wouldn't know because you didn't make the playoffs.
You should realize this man, the way that he talks, is a Boston fan.
Yeah, gross.
If the Knicks win it all...
Terrible. I can't think of anything worse.
It might be.
Except that LA winning.
He might hold our Sam Adams lager.
Yeah, bro. He's all about clam chowder and tea and whatever nonsense Boston be talking about.
The Dropkick Murphys playing 50 million times are out.
Shipping up.
New York is in, and they're not playing Timbal, whatever the hell we're talking about.
Rich, you never owned a pair of Timbs?
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
What do you think?
Bro. Rich, you've never worn Timbs before?
Yo, we gotta get you in some time.
Yeah, let's buy him a pair.
We got a pair.
I don't even care to know.
Gotta get you some Timberland boots.
Sure, no, I've worn those boots.
No, you.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Oh, man. Chopped cheese and some Tim's on Rich.
Oh, come on, Rich. God.
That'd be crazy. Internet would go bananas.
Rich, you ever have a triple fat goose?
Of what?
That sounded intimate.
That's a jacket.
Okay. Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, I was like, three shots.
Thanks for asking.
47.
Appreciate it. Here's something interesting. Shohei Ohtani is starting tonight.
Woo! Ooh. Brockman loves that.
Are you aware that somebody in this studio thinks Shohei Ohtani should not be starting a baseball game, let alone pitching in a baseball game ever again? Are you aware of that?
Is it Chris?
This was Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, 8 days ago.
Enough with the pitching sideshow. Ohtani needs to go back to hitting only. Or the Dodgers not going to make the NLCS.
So you think he's not hitting well because he's pitching?
1,000%. I don't know how you could dispute that. Guy doesn't pitch for 2 years. We see 50-50 in the greatest offensive player we've ever seen. Now we're back to pitching? What is he hitting, 240?
It's just baseball, man. It happens. It just happens.
I don't know. I went to a couple games over the weekend. Didn't hit the broadside of a barn.
I hear you. I get it.
Something's off.
I know. You got Braves mania over there.
Enough with the pitching. No one cares.
That's we're there not to true. See.
We're there, yeah,
untrue. No
it
one cares.
It is true. We're untrue. There to see you hit.
Untrue.
We're there to see you hit. We're not there to see you do something cool every fifth day. We're there to see you do something awesome every day. Let's hit. I don't know how you could dispute anything I said in that clip.
Except the next game he didn't.
Well, the next game he threw seven shutout innings.
Yeah, so.
Great. How do you do at the plate?
Oh, let's check it out. I think Smitch even created a graphic.
How do you do at the plate? Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hit 522.
Great. And he's pitched one game. This just proves my point. Oh, this is not the own on me that you think it is.
I think we all think that it is.
So. No. I said, stop pitching so you can hit, okay? He's pitched one time, and in the other games when he hit, he's hitting. I am right. You guys are insane.
Chris, you're adding to the hostile work environment and you're messing with my chakra. I don't appreciate it.
I don't know what any of that means.
Shohei Ohtani can do whatever he wants.
But he started hitting that night and then he pitched the next day and he threw shutout innings. And then since then, right. In between starts, is
anyone hitting 522. Anyone can win the lottery.
So tonight is it's him against the Padres.
Tonight is it. He's doing both, right?
I don't know if he's hitting.
He will not do both of them well if he's pitching and hitting tonight. Okay. That's my point.
So if he doesn't
pick one, okay, be a pitcher or be a batter.
Here we go.
Oh,
this is
he's by the way, to be fair, first of all, that's an overreaction Monday.
Right.
Sometimes it's overreaction.
Number
sometimes
two,
it's
he's
real.
Backing his play here because you have been saying this basically since he started doing both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then his arm blows out and he's like, see, I told you.
Yeah, when did
and
that
then he's
happen?
Hitting like crazy.
First of all.
But the Dodgers cannot afford to take somebody whose ERA is less than one out of their rotation.
They have seven good starters.
Yeah. And he might
let
the
him
best.
Pitch in the playoffs.
Mm. So trying to make us use our stuff.
What does it care if he does this in May? Big deal.
Without him pitching.
Just wanted to bring that up.
You did.
They won back. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
A great point by Mike. What? They have won back-to-back World Series with him not pitching.
I hate to say it. That's why I became a fan.
That's why he became a fan.
There you go.
He became a fan because we're awesome.
Let's do this.
Sorry that our guests here have to witness
that's
this.
That's not true at all.
No, their guests are witnessing greatness.
Hey, go blue. Yeah.
Anyone who says they're always right and never wrong guests, I don't know.
I'm basically the Ohtani of this show.
Let's do this.
I don't think anyone in this room believes that, but you.
We've got a win-loss game that I think will enjoy you sitting here, and it's being played by the People's Mailman from Texas. Has just called in. Let's put line
the
six.
The People's Mailman?
The People's Mailman is what he told Adam, our call screener. Put me down as the People's Mailman. Are you there, People's Mailman?
Yeah, I'm here, Rich. Good to hear you back.
Right,
yeah.
Back at you. The People's Mailman. You would like to play the win-loss game for...
the Dallas Cowboys.
Here we go.
I don't know why we keep letting these people pick together. The Cowboys.
Why?
Because I should be
picking. You won't do it.
Not now.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Give me the music,
when
sir.
I want to do it.
The People's Mailman from Texas. Are you in the middle of your mail route at present?
Almost done for the day.
Okay. Somebody's waiting on the check right now.
Yeah, and got the mailman.
Man. This man, like Shams can brunch and report.
Yeah.
And he can deliver.
Rain, sleet, or snow, baby.
All right, here we go. People's Mailman, while he's working, is playing the win-loss game. What happens on the opening Sunday night against the Giants?
Oh, that's a win.
All right, Washington Commanders at the Cowboys, week two.
Win.
Yep. 2-0, Ravens at the Cowboys, but it's in Brazil. It's in Rio.
Me encanta Brazil.
Win.
3-0, Cowboys at Texans.
Oh, that's a definite win.
Oh, 4-0, Buccaneers at the Cowboys on a Thursday night. What's next? 4-0.
Win.
5-0, People's Mailman, Cowboys at the Packers.
Win.
6-0.
What are we doing?
Monday night at Philadelphia.
This is what you should be doing.
I should not be doing this.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
7-0!
Come on. Yes. Come on.
Cardinals at the Cowboys.
Do it.
Oh, that's a win.
8-0! At the Colts.
Oh. Yep.
Win.
Take that, Daniel Jones. 9-0!
Come on. This is going to come back.
Niners at the Cowboys.
Come on.
Lost.
Oh!
I needed you to beat them.
He gets it.
9-1. Titans at the Cowboys.
Win.
We're back.
We're back.
10-1. Thanksgiving Eagles are in the house.
We're having Eagle for Thanksgiving.
11-1. Take that, turducken, and an Eagle. That sounds disgusting.
I'll raise you.
Terrible.
Cowboys at the Seahawks on a Monday night.
Lost.
Oh.
11-2.
Okay.
At the Rams.
Whose house?
We're Del Tufo.
Yeah, and me and TJ will be there.
Oh.
Loss.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Jaguars at the Cowboys.
Oh, come on. You got that.
Win.
You got that.
Oh. Giants at the Cowboys.
Win.
That's a 14-3. People's Mailman. Ladies and gentlemen.
Washington. Not
you see it?
Thank you, sir. There goes the People's Mailman in Texas.
Okay. See, what's going to happen is now Smith is going to put this on YouTube, right?
And
then all of these comments are going to be how delusional and stupid Cowboys fans are.
It's marvelous.
14-3. Does that win the East?
That wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right? Darren in Atlanta, he was the first one we took the other day. He said 14-3 as well.
Yeah.
All right.
For the Cowboys.
It seems like they'll do very well if they play, if they don't play the really good teams.
good one.
That's perfect.
That's good analysis.
We've got breaking news.
Ooh. Yeah, we do. Uh-oh.
Somebody has announced a retirement tour in the National Football League next season. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. What a way to finish up.
Idiots.
Wednesday.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret,
Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
The NFL schedule drop and it's time to settle up. There's road trips to plan, hotels to book, tickets to split, tailgates to cover, and scores to settle. All the things for the season. But now, when you send $10 or more to a friend with PayPal by May 28th, you can win two tickets to every home game of your favorite team. Yep, the entire season. Visit paypal.com/P2P sweeps. No purchase is necessary. See websites for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner right here with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors.
Pella.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here.
Hey, that was a pell of a read, bro.
Thank you. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a round.
I'm the best.
Well done. That was pretty good.
I mean,
so, earlier today, I did my power rankings of the NFL schedule.
Okay.
Games that are ranked the best, this, that, the other thing. Right there in the middle, I chose Ravens and Steelers, or Steelers at Ravens week 18, rather than their other game. Let me get that right. Pittsburgh against Baltimore. There's a week 15 home date, and then there's at Baltimore to finish week 18. I said that that would be a big game for various reasons. Could be for the division, could be for something else, or it could be Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Steeler, or wind up being a winner go home game like this last Ravens Steelers one was, where both coaches got one left and another one was told to leave.
Yeah,
that could be Aaron Rodgers' last game as either a Steeler or maybe period. Wow. And he met with the media today and dropped this nugget about his upcoming season.
Aaron, do you believe this could be your last year? Do you even think of that right now?
Yes. This is it. Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
He gave a little grin. I don't know.
You know what that grin is?
What is it?
If I may be fluent in this and heaven proof.
I just don't know if you can.
No, it's just like the grin is like, I bet you didn't expect that.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect that.
Okay.
Didn't expect that answer.
That quick.
Didn't expect me to say, come up here and just flat out give you an answer to your direct question.
He is one of the guys, though, if you ask him a direct question, he does often.
Like, you ask me, answer. Is this the end? It is the end. This is the end of my career. And you didn't expect me to give you that one, did you? So there it is.
Okay.
A farewell to the NFL season. And I don't believe he's going to be backtracking on that. I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, he also said,
I know everyone's like, how many percent? What if the Steelers? You're 8-2. You're really thinking like you're playing your head off. You're really, that's it. I don't think there's going to be any backtracking. And then you take a look at the schedule now, how it would be potentially different. Him against New England. There's one of them right there. Week 2, visit to New England. What else we're looking at here that might jump out at you? Where else? There's nothing really on his schedule that last year would have been a farewell tour of the ages.
Like the
when it was the AFC North. East and the NFC North.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just
Well, some of the other quotes that I saw.
I'm taking a look at they're playing the NFC South. And the only game that's outside of the NFC South that's an NFC team, which is, you know, that
if you will, 17th game that used to be called on the schedule. It's the one at Philadelphia.
That's fun.
But there's really, I'm just looking at other games that might be something where, I remember when I was here, remember when I was there, memory lane type stuff. There's nothing like that on the calendar for him, but going to Paris.
Oof. Pay Ree.
For his, in his final season.
Seems like he was still on the fence about playing this year. He, one of the quotes I saw is he had a conversation with his wife and post-draft and decided to come back. So he was, you know, still thinking about it up until late April.
Right. Makes sense.
Wish I could have seen him against the Bears one more time.
No doubt. That was such a bummer. That was the one game he couldn't answer the bell. What, he hurt his hand, right, last year?
Yeah, wrist, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm like looking at that schedule. There's nothing that really jumps out at it. But that, again, I didn't even know this would be, obviously, him coming out and saying this to reporters as well. You'd think, you know, he might have shown up on Pat's show and said something. But he's saying, like, he was asked a direct question. Yep. He goes, yep. That's it.
You didn't hesitate either.
You know, and so at the Ravens.
Yeah, he didn't hesitate. He just kind of said it.
What if that is that week 18 last game of the year where winner moves on, the loser goes home? Could that be it? And then obviously there'd be potential playoff games for him. Because I do believe the Steelers have improved from last year's roster. I really think they have. You know, I liked their draft. I understand everybody's like pointing out that you didn't get Mekhi Lemon. I liked their draft. I like that kid Jeremy Bernard.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
I think he's going to be really Jennings dunker. And don't you think he and Rodgers are going to get along like thick as thieves? Those two, like, guys?
He's a Steeler.
Maybe.
You know, through and through. Dunker.
But I think Dunker, I don't know how he and Rodgers are going to get along, but the city of Pittsburgh is going to love the dude, man, for sure.
I kind of like it.
Steelers win total 7.5.
Why? Why would anybody think that?
They've never won less than 8 games.
I'm just telling you what the number is.
Yeah, everybody beat up.
I don't understand. Oh, yeah. So Mike McCarthy comes in, brings a different offensive mindset to this team, and this is the first time that they're going to not have an above 500 record.
They have an old defense.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
But how about that piece of news right there? Aaron Rodgers flat out saying this is going to be my last year. And, you know, good luck to everybody. What's he going to be like with truly no F's left to give?
Right. You go pick him in fantasy?
Good question. I don't know.
Situation.
I don't think so. Are you asking for you?
If I'm putting that situation,
Well, you'll take a flyer in a late round or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
By the way, the last time the Steelers only won 7 games was 1998.
Wow.
I know, right? But him in the division is going to be great. You know, man, I just wish he was playing a couple of teams from his history.
I'm just saying, though, if we think the Bengals are going to win more games, those wins have to come somewhere.
Maybe not against them. I don't know.
Guys, the Browns did it. Okay.
But Browns are better.
Okay,
but yeah, he'll be in Paris. He's going to be, let's see, the Steelers are on Thursday Night Football against Cleveland at Cleveland.
Are we going to do this weird thing where, like, teams give him gifts and stuff before games?
And what would they give him?
I mean, ew.
Like, here's a yurt for you? I don't know. I mean,
I doubt it. He ain't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I mean, I don't recall. I mean, did people give Peyton Manning gifts? It really,
but he didn't really announce his retirement tour.
Not like that.
I don't know.
Saying this is like,
send him some tough acting to an actor.
boom,
bing bong,
bing bong.
That'll wrap it up. O'Shea Jackson and T.J. Jefferson with Booker T on No Contest Wrestling. We're back to wrap it on Disney Plus in a sec.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.